Good morning, College View Apartments.
Hello, this is Brad. I'm a tenant here at College View.
Uh-huh.
And I need to let you know of this issue. We had kind of a sinkhole happen in our bedroom.
Which apartment are you in, Brad?
I don't know. I just sleep on the couch. But what I'm saying is we had the sinkhole in the bedroom. So we pulled up the carpet, and there's kind of like some space underneath the apartment. There's like a large room.
Okay, who is the tenant that we're talking about?
Steve.
Who lives there?
Steve.
Pardon me?
Steve. His name is Steve, but I just sleep on the couch.
Well, you're not the tenant, and I need to know which apartment you're talking about. Go to the front door and tell me the number on it.
53. But I'm in the bedroom right now. I'm working on, I'm building a staircase down into this room that we've discovered.
Okay, 53. We don't have anyone living in 53.
Oh, it's...
Are you sure you got the right apartment complex?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the one on Lane.
Okay, I need to talk to what is the Steve's last name?
It doesn't matter. I don't want you to come over
or
anything.
Yes, it does matter, because you're not the tenant, and he needs to call me and tell me
which
apartment he's talking about.
You are being a huge jerk. I'm just trying to explain things to you, you big jerk.
He's got a sinkhole in the bedroom, a large hole. You can see the room downstairs, but he says he lives in 53. He can't possibly live in 53 because it's empty.
Is it 51 then?
Oh, is Steve on the couch? He's not, and I'm being a jerk because I'm not listening to him. I need to know the apartment number, please.
Okay, well, stop being rude and talking to other people while you're on the phone with me. I think
go to the front door and tell me the number on the door.
Oh, look, it's 51. I'm sorry. I thought it was 53.
Okay, 51. So you're not the tenant there. Maureen is a tenant. Marlene, I forgot. No. I think that's her first name.
No. Marlene, that's
so
Steve's
you're
wife.
You're telling me
that's Steve's girlfriend.
That there's a hole. That's a hole going down. I'll have to come up and look at it.
No,
okay?
No, you're not allowed to come in. I'm not inviting you over. That's not what this call's about.
Well, if you've got a problem with that apartment, if it's an emergency, we have to go in, whether you're inviting us in or not.
It's not an emergency.
So what is her phone number?
Look,
what is her phone number that I can call her?
This hole happened over a month ago, and we've been exploring the caves underneath the apartments.
You know, and you're not being you're not being you're not telling me what I need to know.
Okay, what
kind of hole are you talking about?
It's about
and where is it?
It's about 3 foot by 6 foot. It's in the front bedroom. And
well, there's only one bedroom. There's a living room and a bedroom.
Well, I consider the living room my bedroom because I sleep on the couch.
Well, I didn't. People can't just come here and live without me knowing that they're living here. She's the tenant in that apartment, not you.
Well, I've been here a month now. I need to find out, first of all, do we pay for water?
I need to talk with her. She needs to call me. But we do need to come up and look at what you're talking about, because if that's a hole, that's an emergency.
No, it's not an emergency. It's been here a month. There is a large cavernous area.
I'm going to let you talk to our main office.
All right. They'll be more reasonable than you, probably.
I would like to know what apartment you're in. 51?
51, yeah. I have to do all this again?
Yes. And you'd better get out of there. You're trespassing. I am from the main office, and I'm here right now, and we are going in. It's an emergency. You have a hole.
That's not an emergency.
What you say.
It's been here a month now, and we're exploring
What kind of a hole is it?
There's caves underneath. I think this used to be an entrance, maybe, but there are caves underneath. We've built a stairwell that leads down to the cave now inside of the bedroom. I've been hired by Marine to do this work, so I'm not trespassing.
You're in number 51.
Yes.
I've got to go and see it immediately because I'm the one who orders repairs.
Okay, ma'am, I need to explain something to you. I am now the head of an archaeological dig team, and we've registered with the state of Nebraska already. I mean, the state of California, and you're not allowed to come in here. This is officially a dig site, and it's protected by the state of California.
Where are you digging?
Well, there's caves underneath. There's lots of skeletons and skulls and stuff.
There are not caves underneath this apartment complex.
Oh, there definitely are, because
what is the name of the complex?
We've been exploring them for over a month now.
What is the name of the complex?
College View Apartments. I don't know why you're yelling at me. No. She's hung right up. I'm going to call them back.
Good morning, College View Apartments.
Hi, that lady, that mean lady, she hung up on me. I was in the middle of telling her something.
Well, if you weren't telling her anything she needed to know, that's the reason why she stopped talking to you.
Well, she asked me a question, and I answered it, and she hung up.
We can go in.
No, she absolutely cannot go in. And she doesn't have any rights to come down into the caves, because I've registered it.
I think that you're mentally ill, is what I think,
because what?
We have no caves.
There are caves.
We have no caves here.
You just didn't know where the entrance to them was, but our bedroom started sinking because of the faulty, you know, cheap wood that you used on our floors.
Okay, I'm going to have to hang up also, okay?
Why?
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you for calling College View Apartments.
Shall I go ahead and call the police or call her first?
Hello.
No, see, she's saying that
she has a business. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Marine, this is Colleen at College View Apartments. We have kind of an emergency here.
Hey, my hole is not an emergency, lady. My hole is not an emergency. I had this hole for a month now, and you're not allowed to come in. God damn it.